a window.
Welcome to the Ponderosa, my friends, for an evening of songs and stories about the American West, a land of legend, of romance, of friendship and loyalty and courage, a motherlode of remembrance, a true bonanza.
You know who the best looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-face, dickhead, asshole!
Look, here's the thing. You know what's risible about Labor Day? We spend an entire weekend celebrating American workers, and then on Tuesday, political campaigns start acting like the election is happening tomorrow. And technically, they're not wrong. The 2026 midterm elections are November 3rd. Every seat in the House, roughly one-third of the Senate, are on the ballot. And as we hit Labor Day, campaigns are moving into the final stretch of the election cycle. But here's the thing I think gets lost every Labor Day. Labor Day is not just about having a three-day weekend. It started with workers. The first Labor Day celebration took place in New York City, September 5th of 1882. Thousands of workers marched in what was organized by the Central Labor Union. 12 years later, in 1894, Congress made Labor Day a federal holiday. Those people weren't sitting around complaining about their jobs on Instagram. They were organizing. They were demanding safer working conditions, better pay, shorter hours, and a greater, larger voice in the workplace. And that brings us to unions. You don't have to be a union member to understand what unions have meant to American history. A union is fundamentally about workers organizing collectively rather than negotiating individually with an employer. One worker asking for a raise can be ignored, will be ignored. But the workforce asking together is a different proposition. It's like Joe Hill said, "I die a true blue rebel. Don't waste any time in mourning. Organize." And that's why unions have always been political institutions as well as workplace institutions. They organize voters, educate members about issues, participate in campaigns, advocate around legislation that affects workers. And in 2026, they're still doing the work. The AFL-CIO says the labor movement is organizing tens of thousands of volunteers around the midterm elections, including efforts involving voter turnout and election protection. And there's an important democratic principle here. People organizing around their shared interests is democracy in action. And that's what the midterms are really all about. It's not presidents. It's not the cable news yapping heads. It's the federal House and the Senate. It's state legislatures, it's local offices, the people who actually write, vote on, and implement a hell of a lot of the policies that affect your paycheck, your workplace, your health care, your taxes, your community. So Labor Day is a pretty appropriate moment to remind ourselves that elections aren't something that happens to us. They're something we need to participate in. And if history tells us anything, political power doesn't just come from people sitting at home waiting for someone else to fix things. It comes from people organizing. Workers figured that out a long time ago, and that's why we have a Labor Day. No matter how much it's ignored, no matter how many mattress sales, no matter how many trucks you can buy with low, low down. And now, as the 2026 election season moves into its final stretch, the question isn't whether politicians are going to be paying attention to voters. The question I have is whether voters are going to be paying attention to them. Because after today, the campaign season isn't warming up anymore. It's on. It's time to pick a side. Like the meme says, will you vote for Democrats who've disappointed you? Or are you voting for the party that supports rape culture, misogyny, homophobia, transphobia, pedophilia, white supremacy, endless war, genocide, and antediluvian maps of the world. Take a step back. Take a deep breath. Think of the future. And organize like your life depends on it. Because it does.